From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama told an audience on Wall Street today that the nation's financial system has stabilized since the panic that began a year ago when Lehman Brothers collapsed. But he emphasized that shouldn't lead to complacency. NPR's Scott Horsley has more on the story.
President Obama says the extraordinary steps taken by the federal government during the past year to prop up the financial system are working. But without strong new rules of the road, he warns, the same problems that brought down Lehman Brothers could trigger another collapse.
Those on Wall Street cannot resume taking risks without regard for consequences and expect that next time American taxpayers will be there to break their fall.
Mr. Obama is urging lawmakers to overhaul financial regulations this year. In the meantime, he says, Wall Street should act voluntarily to discourage excessive risk-taking and rebuild consumer trust. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
In a major upset at the men's U.S. Tennis Open, Juan Martin Del Potro of Argentina beat five-times defending champion Roger Federer in five sets tonight in New York. Del Potro is the first South American to win the prestigious title since Guillermo Vias of Argentina did it in 1977. Del Potro lost to Federer six times in the past. Federer had won 40 consecutive matches at Flushing Meadows. On the women's side, another surprise today. The Williams sisters won the U.S. Open's doubles championship at Arthur Ashe Stadium. They upset the number one ranked team to take home the title. Tandalea Wilder reports from New York.
Serena and Venus Williams overpowered the world's number one doubles team, Cara Black and Liesl Huber, winning in straight sets. The sparse crowd cheered on the sisters despite an ugly incident in the women's singles semifinals when Serena Williams was ousted for unsportsmanlike conduct. After the match, reporter Patrick McEnroe was booed when he brought up the statement of apology during the awards ceremony. Venus Williams told McEnroe, quote, "I think the crowd is saying, Patrick, let's move on." The crowd cheered and Serena laughed and clapped. The younger Williams was fined $10,000 for her semifinal outburst and amended an earlier press statement to apologize directly to the line judge, Kim Clijsters, the USTA, and her fans. For NPR News, I'm Tondalea Wilder at the U.S. Open in New York.
Former President Jimmy Carter's press secretary, Jody Powell, has died. He was 65. Powell was one of Mr. Carter's closest and most trusted advisors. He had been with the former president long before he was elected governor of Georgia. Powell apparently died of a heart attack at his home near Cambridge on Maryland's Eastern Shore. The New York Attorney General's office reportedly is preparing to charge several senior Bank of America executives for failing to disclose details about the bank's acquisition of the troubled brokerage firm Merrill Lynch. The executives did not alert shareholders about Merrill's huge losses. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 21 points to close at 96.26. The Nasdaq was up 10. This is NPR. Actor Patrick Swayze has died at age 57 after battling pancreatic cancer for nearly 2 years. WNYC's Jesse Baker has more.
We've seen him as a bank robber, a cross-dresser, and a lovesick ghost. But Patrick Swayze will forever be embedded in our minds as Johnny Castle, the leather jacket-wearing bad boy dance instructor.
Every time of my life, no, I never felt like this before.
Who quite literally swept actress Jennifer Grey off her feet in the 1987 movie Dirty Dancing. Swayze gave the film's audience the time of their life and embedded forever one line onto the lips and into the hearts of teenage girls across the globe.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Patrick Swayze invoked the inner dancer in many of his acting roles. He carried himself with grace and the poise of a classically trained dancer, both on and off the film set. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Baker in New York.
Officials say U.S. commandos in a helicopter killed one of the region's most wanted militants in southern Somalia. Sali Ali Sali Nabhan, a Kenyan, was wanted in connection with a hotel bombing and failed missile attack on an Israeli airliner in 2002. There are fears that insurgents are gaining a foothold in the African nation. The U.S. and other world leaders will meet with Iran next month. It will be the first meeting in over a year aimed at trying to convince Tehran to end its nuclear program. All along, Iran has insisted its nuclear activities are for peaceful purposes only and won't negotiate over its nuclear program. The State Department says, nonetheless, the U.S. will broach the subject and remind Iran that it's not living up to its international obligations. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.